Now from the studios of Fox Sports Knoxville, this is 3 and Out with Nate Hodges, Houston Kress, and Davey Hudson. The show that...
Yep, that's what I thought.
Fan Run Radio.
Today, we are here to move volunteer athletics forward to greatness. It is my sincere honor and privilege to welcome Dr. Danny White to the great University of Tennessee.
Really excited to be here. So proud to step into this unbelievable opportunity. I've never worked at the big brand place until now, and I actually like the fact that the brand needs to be polished a little bit. Let's build some positive momentum. If you're upset or you're negative, text your buddy. Don't put it on social media.
No. You were doing fine. You had been courteous and you had established trust. And now this ham-handed segue. It won't do.
Of the people that we hire, a head coach that I can trust unequivocally. We obviously have some work to do on our football program, as the chancellor mentioned, from a leadership standpoint and candidly a competitive standpoint.
We can dance if we want to, we can leave your friends behind. Cause your friends don't dance, and if they don't dance, well, they're no friends of mine. Say, we can go where we want to, place where they will never find. And we can act like we come from out of this world, leave the real one far behind. We can dance. We can go when we want to, night is young and so am I.
Welcome into the Fan Run Studios of Fox Sports Knoxville.
How about you take that smile out your voice real quick?
Hey, I'm just happy to be doing the show. I'm here. You're here. Davey's here. Adam's here. It's 3 and Out. Nate Hodges, Houston Kress.
I just don't know why you're happy.
I'm not happy.
You just said I'm happy to be here.
Well, not happy about what you're not happy about. Yeah, it's a misery Monday, okay?
I
try to start the show with good energy, and you blame me for being happy.
Energy's fine.
Just trying to get us off to
Why
a
always
start.
So negative?
Seriously.
Why is your mic panning in my ear?
That's a great question.
Well, no Davey today. It's a bummer.
Something.
Hate to see it.
Hopefully that's not the...
Don't even freaking say it.
Breaking news. Tony Vitello to LSU.
Okay, that's not even funny.
Not funny.
Is that really what it was?
No,
okay.
It was not.
Ha ha ha. He told you to save it, Hickman. You just blew it that early, huh? Couldn't contain yourself.
Before you guys confuse everyone, there's been nothing said about that. You know, like... For real or anything. Just that the Ole Miss guy's staying. That's the only news that's actually
that
happened.
Nope.
Hello.
The was better, but the rest.
Am I talking a deeper voice? Nope.
Bear broke it last night, I guess.
Probably.
All right, blame him.
Tennessee 0, Virginia 6. You know how when a team scores one run and the inning ends, you're like, well, this game, one run will not be enough. I'm not worried about it. Like, there's no way we lose 1-0. No, we could have. We could have lost 1-0. It definitely could have happened.
Are you glad? Well, not that we're glad we lost, but does, 6-0 hurt more than if we would have lost 1-0?
No. I'd rather lost 1-0.
I would not have.
Okay. I thought you might say that.
I mean, the last three innings are like a waste. I mean, you just knew it was just like the death march. It was like the LSU game.
We still had three innings to hit. If it would have been 3-0, like I still would have been like, all right, we can, you know, just get a couple guys on, hit a bomb, let's go. But no. Tennessee was awful yesterday.
Six hits.
Let's just go ahead and tell it like it is. Tennessee sucked. We worried about the size of the ballpark. I don't think we hit one within 30 yards of the fence.
No.
Anywhere.
Didn't.
I mean, might have hit a couple kind of liners that were like at outfielders that they call it. It was like the deepest balls we hit all day. I mean, the announcers were trying to be nice. They're like, well, Tennessee's hit some balls hard. I was like, well, I mean, Spence hit that one.
Yeah, that one hurt too, man. Because that scores two if it gets through there, probably. Yeah.
Yeah.
That hurt.
But, I mean, you were at least, and when I say this, 0 for 3, maybe 0 for 4, with a runner on third, less than two outs. And when I say 0 for, I mean, you didn't have to get a hit. I mean, 0 for just hitting a ground ball anywhere up the middle.
Sack fly.
I mean, even if it's first and third in the first inning with no one out, hit a ground ball up the middle and get a double play and you score.
Mm-hmm.
Sack fly. That's all you needed. Just put the ball in the outfield anywhere.
Gilbert tried. Silo home run. But it didn't make it out of the infield. Go ahead and say it, Hickman. We're all thinking it.
Say what?
Just say it. Say it. Go ahead.
No,
I'm not kidding. I really want you to say it because we're all thinking it.
Do you want me to say that?
We looked like?
Our coach is out the door. No swagger. No motivation.
No bounce.
I mean, that's what we made a living on.
It didn't look like our team.
It really hit me when I watched Mississippi State play Texas later. And the energy, the looseness that they were playing with, carefree attitude. They was having fun out there. Our guys looked like they were stressed. Like our guys acted like they were taking the SAT.
Yeah.
And I do feel like if one good thing had happened, maybe that would have changed everything.
Well, that's part of the problem when you got a team that hasn't been here before. Mm-hmm. But that's also what makes it so weird is like that's been our whole thing.
Just have some fun.
That's been our thing the back half of the season. It's like all these teams and fans, oh, you guys don't belong here. You're just a flash in the pan. Like we reveled in that. Like we love that. Like, yeah, we're not supposed to be here. You're right. And look at that. We just took you to the woodshed. I mean, that was our calling card all season long. Like, we know we're not supposed to be here, but we're going to have a hell of a time doing it, and then we're going to win, and we're going to play with some damn confidence. And it was just like, well, we're in Omaha. The Tony V thing, like, we'll table that. Like, did we go too hard on the guys? Just relax. It's just like any other game. Don't let the big lights, like, it was like It's what I said about Dave Van Horn. It's what I said about, should we mix up the rotation? No, do what got you here.
Yeah.
Play exactly that way. We look like a bunch of zombies.
Mm-hmm.
And just something I noticed is when, like, I don't know, maybe, like, Virginia would hit a little ground ball up back towards the plate or something, and, like, whoever came in after Cheese, I think it was Hundley, not really any effort. He just kind of throw the glove up there. Ah, if it hits the glove, it hits the glove. But, you know, usually, like, when the ball's coming right back to you, you're going to at least put a little pep in your step and have some cat-like reflexes, but I didn't see much of an effort.
That goes two ways. You don't want to deflect it and, like, guarantee that it's a hit, but I'm with you. Man, of all the things that I did not expect, that was it.
Well, and that's what, you know, everybody, when the game, as the game's going and as the game's winding down, everybody's their own bias starts showing. Their own, like, personality starts showing. Some people are starting, I still love, you know, somebody go with the, people are like, I still love, they go die hard. Like, I still love this team no matter what. It's like, okay, cool, bro, that's fine.
Oh, yeah. I mean, then, I do too.
Then other people, their way of coping, it's really just everyone's way of coping with defeat. But for me, look, it's the College World Series. There's a good chance you're going to lose any game you play. I mean, Vanderbilt almost lost. Texas did lose. I mean, like, you never know what's going to happen. Stanford played their, like, worst game of the season. Mm-hmm. I mean, you never know what's going to happen. But for me, the reason I felt gutted wasn't that Tennessee lost the game. It was that Tennessee, like, just
didn't play in the game.
Didn't show up.
Yeah, exactly.
They played so poorly. Not to mention, and look, I know, yeah, Tennessee's got a Virginia had a good starting pitcher. Okay, great. Everyone has a good starting pitcher. Mm-hmm. And Virginia's the worst team here. Mm-hmm. And we let them get into the game because we didn't get our, you know, bash brother attitude going early, which we had our chances. We let them ease into the game and gain confidence. And I mean, it's like the Virginia kids are in a program that's done this before. I mean, you know, their coaches won the national championship.
Yeah, and I mean, not that long ago. Yeah, I don't think anybody on this team was on that squad. But
I mean, their program knows what it feels. And it's like you let a bunch of guys who came into here going, who are playing pretty good baseball, go, I wonder if we have what it takes to do some damage in Omaha. And you kind of let them hang around. Then all of a sudden, they got a kid that's never hit a home run, blast one in the left field, and they're like, you know what? I think we can. I think we can do some damage here. And then you're done. You let them believe that they're an Omaha team instead of knocking them out early. And then it's like we got all caught in our own headspace. Like just I don't know. There were some key decisions. Like I don't know. You got one out, runners on first and third, and you got Luke Lipsius up to the plate. He's 5-for-40 against left-handed pitching this season, and the left-hander on the mound has already shown he's already struck out twice in the game. The left-hander on the mound's already shown that he's dominating your team. I mean, and that I know like pinch hitting for Lipsius isn't something they've done all year, but you at least got to think about it, right? Or I thought, hell, surprise everybody. Lay down the squeeze bunt, you know?
Yeah.
Just bunt this run in. I feel like if we could get the game tied 1-1, everything would change.
Yeah.
And of course he struck out.
And then, no, you're right,
though. And now you got two like, outs, and I think whoever's next, Beck,
and then
struck out.
In the seventh, like, well, first of all, Virginia all day, they were so aggressive.
Oh, yeah.
Like, if the first pitch by Cheese was anywhere close, they were swinging at it. Because they knew, if we get behind this guy, he's going to work his stuff, he's going to go inside out, and we're going to be toast. And so, I mean, just from literally pitch one, they were so aggressive. And then we get back there, and it's like, we're one to, like, kind of like what you said, like we wanted to kind of feel this guy out, but what we did by feeling him out is let him get in a damn rhythm.
You know what we needed?
Runs, Hickman.
A storm delay.
Yeah, well, not a hurt.
Way to call yourself out on the 0-for on the rain prediction.
I'll take it.
He did kind of adjust it a little bit late Friday.
Okay.
I mean, there was a lot of wind.
Wind was blowing out. It's supposed to be our type of day.
I would have liked to see.
You got to get a ball in the air, though,
Christian
for the wind.
Scott.
God, anything in the air would have been nice. What'd you say, Hick?
I would have liked to see Christian Scott get some action out there. Because we could get guys on base, but once we got guys on base, we weren't doing anything with it. So give me the fastest guy on the team and just put him out there. Give the pitcher something to think about.
Tennessee stranded 8 base runners. Hmm. And was it 4 guys left on third?
Well, what I was saying is there were 4 at bats with a guy on third, less than 2 outs.
Right.
That's what I was saying.
There might have only been
3. But I mean, there were a bunch more at bats with guys on second, third, or third with 2 outs where you just could have got a hit.
Yep.
I mean, that's kind of the point of the game. I mean, I was just
pitching
saying we had all these opportunities to just scratch one across just with a sack fly or hit a nibbler grounder that's just kind of in a tough spot and they have to go to first and the guy scores from third, like any of these types of plays.
I mean, I really don't want to do it to myself. I'm going to have to go back and watch that first inning today.
I'm doing it right now.
Oh,
well,
really?
I just kind of let the game start as the show's going. I'm watching Cheese get out of the first here at the moment.
I mean, you got at that point, if you're Tony, like, was it LSU? Was it first inning, second game LSU where he threw down a bunt? We bunted somebody over?
I don't remember. I didn't like us bunting over the first and second nobody
we got
out.
We got our first run of the LSU game off of a bunt, if I do recall correctly.
A run, or we just bunted over and then sack flyed a guy in?
That's what I thought. I thought we bunted to move him and then, yeah, sack fly or something like that to get him.
Oh, I don't know, maybe. I know a bunt was involved.
No, yeah, we bunted in the first inning against LSU. And I thought that was Tony's way of kind of like, all right, we got to score a couple runs, and then we can just kind of figure this out. And then, I mean, runners on the corners. At that point, if you're Hell, if you're me, I mean, I was sitting there like, oh, man, Virginia's in trouble now. Oops. And then we just, I'm trying to remember the outs in the first inning now. I'm sure there was a strikeout in there somewhere.
Oh, he struck out way too much. Kept chasing that high fastball.
Well, we finally started to lay off of it a little bit towards the second half of his stint on the mound. But, yeah, like early, it was amazing. Like, he'd throw that high heat, and we looked like the little sister in freaking League of Their Own. Just couldn't lay off of it.
Was Tennessee too patient? Because instead of going after his fastballs early in the count that had to be strikes to, you know, get behind, we just kind of let him throw strikes, and then with two strikes, we just kept chasing the high one.
Yes, we were. And Virginia was the opposite. They were like, if it's close, I'm swinging.
Well, I mean, that worked out for us for five innings or so. I mean, Cheese was dealing. They were putting the ball in play. We were getting him out. He had very low pitch count. A very low pitch count.
How many did he throw?
Golly, I mean, he was like through the fifth with like 40-something. It was crazy.
I know. He was like on pace to break some record. It was like, I think Greg Maddux's major league record is like complete game, 78 pitches or something. I got it right here. You got
to
be kidding me.
So Spence walked to start the bottom of the first.
Right. He threw 63 pitches yesterday.
In how many innings?
Six and a third.
Wow. Yeah, if you can average about 10 pitches an inning, it's pretty good.
He's credited with giving up four runs. Hundley won. Walsh, zero in one inning. And then Camden Sewell gave up one run on the double play.
Why did we... Okay, I'd forgotten this. Why are we bunting in the first inning with... I just don't like that.
It's what he did against LSU. He's trying to get up.
Are you sure it was just a runner on first, though, when he bunted against LSU? I thought it was first and second.
It could be first and second. No, I just know he bunted in the first inning.
We talked about this a while back. I haven't looked it up. I guess I can, but somebody sent us... Bunting with a runner on first only, the analytics say, is a terrible idea. Bunting with a runner on first and second, nobody out, that's the only time the analytics say that it's about even.
Mm-hmm.
But only if you want to score one run.
Right.
If you want to have a big inning, you shouldn't do that either.
Yeah.
I hate the bunt. I don't
get it.
He
hates the bunt.
We took the – Pavlone was up. He had hit the ball hard a couple times. We had runners on first and second, nobody out. And we just bunt. We just give them the free out. We got second, third, one out, which is great. You're like, all right, second, third, one out. All we got to do is hit a ball in the outfield somewhere. We score a run. Only problem is 2/3 of our lineup was striking out to this guy. So, like, I would rather risk having to get a hit because you know we can just punch a guy out. And now there's two outs. Now it doesn't matter anymore.
Yeah.
When it's first and second, nobody out, if Pavlone gets a hit, you're probably scoring one run right then. So basically, you have three chances to get a hit and tie the game. Instead, we bunted. We got runners to second and third. Okay, now a hit does score two. But now you've given them an out, and he's basically one out away from taking a deep breath and knowing he's just got to get one more. And that's what happened every freaking time. In fact, we didn't bunt later in the same situation. We hit some ball in the infield, still got the runner to third. Got thrown out at second. They weren't able to turn double play. So
right,
we had first and third with one out. So basically in that situation, we didn't give them the out. We tried to get a hit and score the run. It didn't work. We still advanced the runner.
Mm-hmm. Only one Tennessee player had more than one hit. Off the top of your head, you want to guess who it was?
More than one hit?
Mm-hmm.
Durkay.
Yep.
Pete, I remember, Durkay. Up the middle and down the line.
Yep.
And then he cramped up.
Yeah, that was weird.
Really strange. He's the DH, right? He doesn't even play in the field.
No,
he just sits in the dugout and swings.
Then he stayed in, though, didn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, just had a little...
Just a little cramp.
Just a little lat cramp. What is that right there?
Oblique,
yeah. Not good, Bob. But yeah, Max Ferguson, one hit. Jake Rucker, one hit. Drew Gilbert, one hit. Petey, two. And Connor had a hit.
Well, and the other problem with bunting is you got to execute the bunt. Like,
we're not good at it
Ferguson's
either.
Ferguson's now, you know, in this first inning, it's 0-2 because he couldn't get the bunt down. He fouled one off. Got a strike, fouled one off.
He does get it down, though, right? I think he gets the third one down the first baseline.
Does he? I don't remember. I the first inning wiped my memory.
Lipsius had four strikeouts.
Yeah. And he already had two when we rolled him out there. And, like, it was a bad decision. I mean, if we're gonna be a small ball team, we should be a small ball team. We're not. We're a home run hitting power team.
What was that? Was that our problem? We were like, did we buy into the hype that everyone fed us all week in the mail? This park's too big.
Home run power team shouldn't be bunting guys over. Not unless it's like late in the game and you just got to have one certain situations. No, Ferguson got down 0-2 trying to bunt and then ripped a single into right.
That's
which
right.
Allowed Spence
right.
to go to third. And this is when our hitters let us down.
Yeah. Yeah.
We attempt to steal all day?
No. We did.
They
on,
did.
Huh? They oh, did. No, they did, yeah.
Oh, as soon as they were talking about
they
game
were,
plan.
They were running all over the place.
Hundley comes in the game, first pitch, they're gone.
Yep.
Next guy that gets on,
no, was good
first
scouting.
Pitch, gone.
No, that was the thing. That we just weren't, like, there was no aggression in the way we played. I mean, we're not that big of a stealing team anyway, but wasn't it that one of his late strikeouts before they pulled him, or it might have been the reliever, we were trying to steal, and then Lipsia struck out. It was like, runner goes, catcher grabs it, total strikeout. He still gets up to, like, make the throw, and then he, you know, gets all excited. It was sickening.
You know what the problem was?
Speaking of sickening. Yeah, what's that?
Peyton Manning did the video. Cursed Omaha.
The whole town.
Yep. Well, just for us.
Right. You buy that? Mississippi State. They did play it all weekend long.
They played it during the game.
I know.
Peyton effect.
He wasn't there.
Are you sure?
Nope. No, I'm not.
I'm not sure he was there, but I'm not sure he wasn't either. Yeah,
he was probably up
right in a luxury box.
Up in the booth, just chilling, having a Bud Light.
If he was there, they would have shown him.
Not if he was in a magic booth.
Yeah, maybe he didn't want to steal the spotlight.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. That's what it was. That had to be it.
First innings, gonna be painful, isn't it?
Dude, the whole game was painful.
Pulling teeth.
Can you get? First of all, I don't know how the hell they lost their swagger in a week. Can you get it back in 2 days?
Oh yeah.
Can they come out with their hair on fire tomorrow?
It's baseball. You can. Definitely possible.
Losing game one worked out pretty well in the SEC tournament, so we'll see.
Tony V feels like we did. He said fans deserve more, and I can't remember exactly the way he put the other thing about, was it, what word did he use? It wasn't passion. It was.
I didn't see the post. I was, dude, once that game was over, I was so sick to my stomach. I didn't want to watch anything. I was done.
Yeah, the fans deserve more, so he's just going to leave and let somebody come
Shut
in
up,
and give us
man.
That.
Don't say that.
I went on the water and I saw two snakes fighting over a fish. It was pretty cool.
Thank you, Dave,
for
that conviction. Said the team lacked conviction.
And then I went to the sauna and sweated out all my bad decisions from the day before.
Thank you, Dave. Appreciate it. Did you hear me, Nate? Conviction.
Mm.
That's the word you were looking for. The word you're still looking for?
Mm-hmm.
Conviction.
They lacked conviction.
Thought.
He said there. He says
if you say that lack conviction, I'm gonna slap you.
He says our brand name is to bounce back. Sometimes you're standing on this field and you can get caught up in it a little bit. You can feel for things instead of just doing things.
Whew. He said we uncharacteristically, well, rolled over isn't the right word, but we lost our edge a little bit. He's saying it without saying it. Like, they didn't think they belonged there, which is just so baffling. I mean, that stadium was a home game. They did a vol walk out of the hotel. Like, what do you mean you don't belong there? I just don't get it.
It was a beautiful day. Nothing weird. We're the home team. I mean, You know, Cheese allowed a hit, but got out of the first inning nice and easy. Like, what? I don't know what the problem was.
Now
so it's 1-2, and Rucker swung at one. It was about at tee level, which, I mean, the tee on his helmet.
Oh.
It was about that high.
I didn't know if you meant like a golf tee, a baseball tee, t-ball tee, or the tee. So he's, yeah.
I mean,
we couldn't lay off the high stuff. It took us 5 innings until somebody was like, hey, stop swinging at that.
More Tennessee baseball talk.
Yeah. Because you had a bad day, you take it one down, you sing a sad song just to turn it around. You say you don't know, you tell me don't lie, you work on a smile and you go for a ride. You had a bad day, you see what you like, and how does it feel? One more time. 18 pitches. Of course, Virginia's starter threw 18 pitches in the first inning. Rucker struck out, ball up around his eyes. Gilbert pop up on the infield, and Russell strike out, fastball up around his eyes. That was kind of the ball game. You didn't know it then, but man. Tony V afterwards said, I hope our guys... they're always good about kids and autographs. I hope they all get stopped on the way to the bus or on the way back to the hotel by a kid and sign an autograph or dish out a high five. And have a good reminder that this is a little leaguer game. This is the only sport where the coach dresses up almost in a Halloween costume to be out there. So it needs to be treated as such regardless of the environment. Tight. That's what he just said. They started to take themselves a little too seriously, which is not what we do.
Nope. We should have just been happy to be there. Tony, that's your job to make sure they don't play that way, buddy. Come on.
I don't know, man. He said it all season. Like, I trust this team. Like, I'm not going to. It's like
you can't overmanage. I know. The
rain delay against LSU. 45 minutes. And he's in there like, should I go say something to him? Should I go say something to him? Should I go say something? The coach is like, nope, don't. And what happened? It was fine. They came out and they won the game. Go ahead and ask the question you wanted to ask him.
Oh.
It's a nuanced answer.
I don't even know that there's... I mean, I know the answer.
Well, just ask the question then.
Did Tony Vitello get out-coached?
Yeah. And I'm not saying he was over there making just horrible decision after horrible decision, but Virginia was...
They pushed the right button,
yeah,
and we didn't.
They were aggressive.
I mean... the number one thing in baseball, I feel like, coaching is when do you change pitchers? So if you want to start there, when we changed pitchers, it really fell apart. And then I think secondly is how do you manufacture runs when you get into situations where, you know, you can make some decisions, and that was horrible as well.
It's just problems we haven't had, and that's right. What makes it so frustrating. That's why I said first thing this morning, I was like, I just didn't feel like I was watching Tennessee baseball. It was like the team was unrecognizable. I mean, yeah, I know their names, you know. I know how Drew Gilbert wears his eyeshadow. Or, sorry, that was mean. You know, the
eye black.
Yeah. I know Liam Spence is going to have the two high socks. Like, I mean, yes, it was the team. They didn't play the way they played.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe some of that, I mean, they started out fine, but then a couple bad things go against you, and maybe you just start to kind of spiral out a little bit. It's just, man, all season, it was a team that just didn't quit. They found a way. And then you get to the seventh inning, and it's like, all right, guys, it's time. Got to figure this out. Virginia puts up 4. And then it's like, well, we're done here.
Yeah, I mean, I honestly didn't believe in a million years that, you know, I was disappointed when they got the home run, but I'm like, well, I mean, it's a long way to go. It's one run. Like, Tennessee's
yeah, I mean,
get
I'm with
you.
Dude, that's the guy's first home run all year. Like, in that park against, like, what? What is that?
It was a storybook moment.
I don't care for the story.
That's the only reason it happened.
Glad that guy's dad's okay, but good gravy. Why does that always happen? It's always something like that. Oh, Matt Mock, he hasn't taken a snap at quarterback all year. Oh, my God, he's running through the Tennessee defense. So stupid. Mm. Oh, Tua's out of the game. Enter Mac Jones. Touchdown, Alabama. JG fumbles it. Return 100 yards.
Yeah, we always go against like the storybook Cinderella guy.
It's every single time.
Yeah, this guy's grandmother had a stroke last week, and she's never sitting play, but she's in attendance now.
And there's Sister Jean watching her beloved Loyola Chicago team. Oh, this Oregon State team got hot and won the Pac-12, but they're not really that. Oh man!
And I love how you can't refer to Virginia as Cinderella. I mean, come on. This is
no,
like,
I'm not saying they're Cinderella.
No,
I'm saying
I'm not you. I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about people like online saying, "Oh yeah, of course Tennessee would lose to Cinderella."
I mean,
it's
they kind of who else is it then?
There's not one. I mean, Dallas Baptist would have been like.
I mean, Virginia did go 500 in the ACC.
Yeah, but I mean, this is like, I mean, they're a national. Baseball
yeah, national power
thing. Yeah, this
it's
is
like when UConn had a bad regular season, but then right. caught on in the Big East tournament and won the whole thing.
Yeah, I wouldn't say they're necessarily like the top of like blue blood. I don't know.
I mean, they're the hottest team in the country right now, probably. I would say us, but
no, they didn't even win the ACC tournament, so I'm not going to give them that. I mean, they won their
they're hot after they lost their first
regional
game in the
and super regional, but yeah, that's I mean everybody did so.
I mean, this is what happens when you have a talented team that doesn't play very well and then just kind of puts it together. You get to play a lot of baseball games,
mm-hmm.
kind of figure out your team and what works and what doesn't. Did I hear like the Arizona starter, the game one starter, who was phenomenal, by the way. Like, really, I felt awful for him. His team let him down. They should have beat Vanderbilt. Like, he hasn't been their number one guy until right at the end of the season or maybe even into the postseason.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of became so. I mean, you got a lot of time in baseball to kind of figure out your squad. This is why I wanted Dallas Baptist, and everybody's like, "No, let's get Virginia. They're seated lower." It's like, yeah, one's a national program, one's not even a power school.
Well, I was thinking if it was Virginia, we'd have our edge. It wouldn't be like, oh, pff, Dallas Baptist. We'll just roll into the. But we played like we were playing Dallas Baptist, mm-hmm. like.
I think it's fair to say we would have lost no matter who we played yesterday.
Probably. If he had played that way, yeah. Yeah.
That's what pisses me off, quite frankly.
That was quite frank.
We didn't play well enough to beat anybody.
Mm-mm.
We had the weakest team in the field, and they whipped our ass.
For those listening, keep in mind, we're not sitting here saying the season's a waste, Tony V stinks, fire the coach.
I mean, come on. We have 6 hours before the next game happens. We have to chew on the bad first. Obviously, right.
I'm just making sure, because we're going to get it now. You guys are being so negative. Well, show me a positive from yesterday that carries forward. I mean, yeah, Cheese looked good. You're not going to see him again until maybe never.
If we see Cheese again, things have gone really well.
Very, very well. Although, hell, he had only throw, what'd I say, 60-something pitches?
I think Vitello rolled out a bunch of those relievers because he wanted them all to pitch a little.
Just to get a feel
for
it?
That's why he put Sewell in, I think. Because at first I was like, why are you putting Sewell in? Just save him. I was like, well, he's only going to throw like 12 pitches.
Right.
It's not going to matter. If he needs to bring him back for a couple innings Tuesday in middle relief, he can.
Right.
It's going to be fine. I think he's like, well, shoot, guys, y'all don't even know what it's like. Let's just here. Let's let you.
It kind of felt like Maneri a little bit there at the end.
Yeah,
just like, all right, go get some time. Say you pitched in a super regional.
Through Walsh, Hundley, Sewell, right, and Dallas.
In Dallas, yeah. No, I think that's right, and I don't really have a problem with that because it's not like he wasted an arm yesterday in relief or anything. But now those guys all have stood on the mound in Omaha. Throwing a few pitches.
Yeah, if they're going to warm up in the bullpen, you might as well give them an inning or two outs or whatever.
Yeah, especially at that point when it's 5-0. Then 6-0, obviously, off the double play. It's a pretty good turn double play, though. I will say that. So we got that going for us.
Pavloni ripped one to left in the second with Durkee on first. It was just kind of right at the left fielder. If it's, you know, in the gap, it'd have been like it was a good trajectory off the bat. Just kind of right at the fielder. So I hated bunting with him later.
It stings, man. It really does.
Somebody said we're just getting our loose out of the way.
Let's hope so.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what, I mean, I don't think I need to show you the exact percentage, but obviously teams that lose their first game in Omaha.
Yeah.
It's not a great thing.
I do kind of hate that stat, which it's true, but a big part of that stat is teams that lose their first game, they lost it because they're not as good as the team they played, at least on that day. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, so there's an inherent bias towards teams that lose aren't good.
Mm.
It's the same thing in the NFL when they're like, teams that start 0-2, you know, only make the playoffs. It's like, yeah, because most teams that start 0-2 suck.
Mm.
Or a lot of them do.
Right.
Not
right,
all of them,
right.
But a lot of them. It's hard to just weigh that number without putting like a seed qualifier on there or some type of scheduling thing. Like how many top three seeds lose their first two games? You know, I'd like to see that stat.
I don't want to see it.
I bet it's not that many.
Well, I just don't want to see it because I'm with you and I don't want to be like, oh, Tennessee, the first.
What's happening on Tuesday? Because either us or Texas, somebody's going down.
Yeah, it's true.
Hopefully.
I mean.
Did you hear?
At least Texas was in the game. We weren't even in the game.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they were, but.
They put that, what, they put the run up in the eighth, or was it the ninth?
I'm frustrated, too.
Well, yeah, I mean, they struck out 21 times. I'm over here mad about our 13.
At one point, the guy struck out. Like only two guys hadn't struck out. And he's like through five. I think it was like he struck out 13 out of 15, maybe. I mean, it's a rough feeling.
Bednar. Will Bednar.
He was a monster.
He struck out 15.
Then the other guy came in, struck out the side.
Mm-hmm.
How did we run rule them? I guess we just faced different guys, didn't we?
Yeah, they threw their middle reliever dude or whatever.
Did you hear during the broadcast the Virginia guy said exactly what we say on the show? It's like, it really doesn't matter if you lose the first game or lose the second game. You end up in the same spot. Like, the key is to figure out how to win both. So, we really helped Virginia set up to be the favorite here. Really nice of us. They didn't have to use big, what's his face? Big hair guy.
Yeah. That's true.
Dippin' Dots guy.
They went two Dippin' Dots.
They didn't have to. They were like, oh, 6-0. We're going to save him, which is going to be very, very interesting in this game against Mississippi State. I have no idea what Virginia's, you know, second pitcher's like, but if they get to use him.
Apparently their bullpen's loaded.
That's what they kept saying. Said, but I think they've only got one, like, really good starter. Abbott. God. I didn't even think he was really that good. If we ever swing at another, if we swing at another pitch at our chin.
Oh, book's out now. We're going to get it from everybody.
Didn't we say that they weren't a good hitting team either?
Like, they weren't. They had one run through the, I mean, we shut them down.
Yeah, I mean, it's.
That's a bad pitch. Left it high.
Oh, God. Just
yeah.
As soon as Davey said that, like in my rewatch here, as the show goes, boom.
There it was. Yeah. But, no, I mean, that was it. And then, you know, we rang in Hundley.
That was a 1-2 count.
And they just started stealing everything. They were just running on the pitch. I don't blame them.
Look where Pav is set up for this pitch.
That's low and outside.
Yeah,
Nate.
Well, it was high inside and, you know, it's all speed. So,
yeah,
we sped up this guy's bat for him, as they say.
What did that pitch register? Was it like 72? I mean, there was nothing on it.
Let me see if it.
I don't know if they. No, they do show it.
Yeah, though.
Like 73 mph. Just
hey, at least you got the shout out by Pauly Shore.
Pauly and Peyton.
I mean, it's gonna break a little, but
look at you. I can see dude's eyes. He's already licked his lips four times watching that pitch come in. Ping. Snap and clear, boys. Snap and clear.
That's 747. We're fine. Yeah. Final segment, hour number one. Peyton Manning has been shown four times this season on ESPN. May 14th, May 26th, May 30th, and June 20th. That was yesterday. Tennessee has lost all four games. Appreciate Callum.
Is that an official stat?
ESPN did not show video of Peyton during the in-between games in Hoover or during the regionals and super regionals.
How sad is it that we have to keep that stat? Seriously. Like, we have to monitor the outside the game part of the game. We should have known immediately. We shouldn't have even turned it on.
Why are we swinging at the, like, Gilbert swung at the eyeball fastball down 0-2. Like, I know it's kind of counterintuitive, and maybe I'm the idiot, but 0-2, I know, you know, you're supposed to choke up, protect, anything close, make sure you swing. But the pitcher knows that, too.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. I mean, when I used to play baseball back in my day, when it was 0-2, I was always kind of looking for either something that was going to be down the dirt or something wet, you know, high, and trying to identify as soon as I could if one of those things was coming so I could lay off. Anything else, I'm hacking away, of course, but our guys just, oh.
I realize it's an unwritten rule.
There's three strikeouts so far in this game, all with pitches. Like, this is, it's a Little League strikeout, right? Like, when you play, you watch the Little League World Series, 0-2, they're going to throw a ball at your eyeballs every time. And our guys just,
oh, they loved it.
I've seen 12-year-olds with better discipline.
We like the high heat. I realize it's an unwritten rule. I swear, if we don't swing the bat on a 3-0, 80-mile-an-hour fastball down the middle in this next game, I'm going to lose my mind.
Well, get ready to lose it. No one swings at that ball anymore. Everyone takes 3-0.
Why? Why? I get it. It's unwritten.
Because they might walk you.
They might walk you on the next pitch. You're giving them a freebie. Mm-hmm. Why is that? Just explain the logic there. And I'm not saying
you want me to explain the logic. Here's the logic. Here's the dirty secret.
It's the first inning. You know he's got a pipe one here. He's not going to throw four straight balls. He's gonna do anything he can to get a strike.
Here's the logic.
So swing the bat.
Here's the logic. 3-0. They throw fastball down the middle. You swing, right?
Yeah. Put it over the fence. 1-0. Boom.
If anything bad happens, if you pop that up, if you ground out, it's like, why are you swinging 3-0? You should have taken that one. You might then at 3-1, if he throws a bad pitch, you're walking. Like, you basically just wasted a chance to get on base for free by swinging at it. Basically, you either better hit it out of the ballpark or hit it in the gap for a double, or, I mean, at the very least, hit a single.
Yeah.
And coaches are scared. They're scared to green light guys 3-0. Because it's like, I mean, it's like going for it on fourth down. If things go poorly, they're going to get blamed. And they don't want that. So everybody takes 3-0 now. It's the way it is. Because we're scared.
Who was the guy earlier in the majors? Remember that? They brought in like an outfielder to pitch.
Yeah.
3-0. So he just, bloop, and the guy puts it, you know, right in the parking lot.
Mm-hmm. And his own manager said that was the wrong decision.
Well, okay, that's a little. They were up like 9-0. Like, they were pounding that team.
Right.
Wasn't that La Russa?
Yeah.
But yes, like, it's the College World Series. Like, swing the bat. This guy's not in a groove. He's going to try to throw you. We let him throw a strike and find the zone. Stupid. I know he ended up walking Spence. I know. So he got on base because he didn't swing the bat.
One in Stripes says Abbott, the Virginia starter, mm-hmm, wasn't even a starter until this year, and he's not even close to being as good as Dallas Baptist's ace. So shouts out to you guys who said there's no way we'd have beaten anybody yesterday.
That's no, true. Davey was right. I mean, that's my question. I've realized we would not have beaten – I don't think we would have beaten a single team that we played on our way to get here the way we played yesterday. I just want to know if we can play – anywhere close to the way we did play.
I looked it up yesterday. There were only two other games, I believe, we played where we were scoreless. One was Charlotte, where we lost like 5-0, and then the – or actually, no, it was 9-0.
And then we got beat by Vandy 5-0, if memory serves correctly.
Two games all season long. And then you go to the College World Series and the bat.
And what was it, 66 games before that? Or 67 total?
What?
How many games did we play this year? So basically like 2 out of 67.
And 67, yeah.
Okay, so 2 out of 67, that's what you'd done. And then you replicate that yesterday in the biggest moment of the season.
Had our chances. I think that's what's frustrating, too. It's like we played awful, and we still had so many chances just contact here. Just put one in play or deep enough to where we can get a guy home. It just felt like if you could have cracked the seal on that thing, we might have just, you know, LSU'd him and had a 7-8 run inning, but we just couldn't do it. What was that? Was that the fifth inning in the second game? We got two on. Or did Drew hit a... No, Gilbert led off with a solo shot, and it was like, all right, boys, we're going to bat around here. Tight. Nervous.
Mm-hmm.
Which is just...
It's not us.
I know. It's just anti-everything this team's been all year. Didn't make a lot of sense.
Jared let me know that the Arizona pitcher, Chase Silseth,
mm-hmm.
he was on our team in 2019.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I forgot.
I heard about that.
Mm-hmm.
Good for us. He was the one who started for Vandy against Vandy?
Yeah, he's 8-1 this season. Not a great ERA, but, I mean, Arizona hits. That's kind of their thing. They should have won that game. When Rocker hit the guy, and then they blasted the home run on, like, the next hitter, I was like, oh, they're going to do it, aren't they? And they just couldn't.
It was a long game.
Yeah. Shout out to the Vanderbilt bullpen for actually showing up.
Easy, easy. All right, what's the...
Who did they play today? Who beat Stanford?
NC State.
NC State.
Yeah.
God, they're like $1 million.
I mean, you talk about a team riding high. You take out Arkansas after getting just drilled.
At their place?
Yeah, yeah. You talk about house money.
Yeah.
NC State's playing with house money. Battered Ball says, everything this season is icing on the cake with this team. I totally agree. He says, however, I did plan my entire Father's Day around this game just to get a big nothing burger, and it was pretty disappointing. You can't strand that many people and expect to win.
Maybe that's why it sucks so bad, too, because that was the same way. My wife's like, what do you want to do today? I was like, I'm just going to watch some baseball, hang out the house, be great. And then you just...
I think that's what a lot of people wanted.
You just feel so empty.
I'm sorry, Nate. Did you not have a good Father's Day?
That was good, except for that.
Certainly good.
Certainly,
I like the end of the U.S. Open. We'll get into that later, I guess.
Yeah, yeah. So what's what do we do moving forward? We got to figure something out. Yes, Davey, yes.
You got to burn the tape. You got
like literally, like take it to the mound.
No,
have the team gather around.
No.
Just toss them. No. Okay.
I mean,
I think I would. We throw like have a big rager tonight.
I think if you
let the guys
I think you got to be a little more hands on if you're Tony V. You got to manipulate a little more energy, I don't know. Maybe he'll say, give me more hands off, the kids will get it, and they'll come out that way. But sometimes you just got to be like, come on, guys.
Got to fire them up a little bit.
What are we doing here? Yeah. Get on to them. We'll come back. We'll kick off hour two next.